Australia's economy and way of life is about to take another hit, with new shutdowns aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus. Weddings and funerals will be limited to very small groups, and more businesses are being told to close their doors. We're even being warned against family barbecues at home. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
Emerging from a national cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders, the Prime Minister revealed more drastic steps in the coronavirus fight.
These are heartbreaking events in our nation's history and story.
From midnight tonight, more venues, including beauty salons and museums, will have to close, and real estate auctions will be stopped. Hairdressers will be allowed to stay open, but they'll have to follow social distancing rules, and appointments can't last for more than half an hour. Weddings will be restricted to the couple, their celebrant, and two witnesses, and funerals will have a limit of just 10 people. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the new measures are draconian but necessary.
We are very worried about the rate of rise in the number of cases of coronavirus in Australia, particularly over the last few days. It is a very, very steep growth, and it's very concerning.
Scott Morrison has also announced Australians will be banned from travelling overseas, arguing some are ignoring the government's warnings. People are also being urged not to go out unless they have to. For example, if they can't work from home, or if they need to get supplies or medical attention. Exercising outside in small groups is okay, but inviting people over to your home isn't.
So that means barbecues of lots of friends or even family, extended family, coming together to celebrate one-year-old birthday parties and all these sorts of things. We can't do those things now. These will be significant sacrifices, I know.
The Prime Minister still insists schools should stay open, and he'll speak to education unions today about how to keep teachers safe. Extra resources are also being poured into Centrelink, as an overwhelming number of people who've lost their jobs spend hours in lines or on the phone struggling to get help.
Due to the coronavirus, we are dealing with a lot more calls.
I would say to Australians, yes, we are terribly sorry. But at the same time, we are asking Australians, even in this most difficult of circumstances, to be patient. Everyone is doing their best.
The National Cabinet will meet again tonight when it's expected to consider more support for people who are renting. And Brendan Murphy has warned that if community transmission of the virus gets worse, more restrictions could be on the way.
We have to get people to take this seriously. We have to change the way we interact as human beings in our society for quite a long time.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy ending that report from Jade McMillan.